This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Man, I can't time these rejoins any better than I do, huh, man?
You're pretty bad at it. You're like bottom tier.
We have some quick breaks today, man. It's barely enough time for me to go back and get another cherry zero sugar Coke. Got to keep the throat moist. Got to keep it lubricated. All right, more on the Warren Sharp net rest edge thing. So the Lions this year have the number one largest net rest edge, plus 13 days in 2025. The Raiders, let me say their name right, have the number one largest, with me, net rest disadvantage of minus or negative 19 days. Again, the Commanders are at negative 11 days, right? I'm sorry, negative 13 days. The Raiders at minus 19. The New Orleans Saints are at minus 14. The Commanders, third, all by their lonesome, at minus 13. Last year, they were tied in a three-way tie for ninth. So, and again, all of these numbers for Warren Sharp. Sharp Football Analysis. .com. He points out, listen, the trends are getting worse. The schedule is not fair and equitable. And he does point out, he says, quote, this spills all the way to player safety. As the NFL continues to prioritize key matchups and big-time games for TV revenue over giving teams balance in the timing of their games while protecting player health. He says scheduling inequity is trending in the wrong direction. 2023 schedule notably put less emphasis on trying to deliver an equitable schedule related to rest and prep factors than did 2021 or 2022. And 24's schedule was even worse. And obviously, again, 25's schedule, he's pointing out, is not as bad. But it's still, like, not good. He said, it's an improvement compared to 2024, but it still ranks as the fifth largest net rest edge of the last 25 years. He said, last year, the number one largest net rest disadvantage was minus 21 days, the 49ers. And that was the largest in the prior decade, and the sixth largest since 1990. Minus 21 days for the 49ers. Again, that means they're playing on a ton of short weeks, which they were. They were in the Super Bowl the year before. And they're also playing teams coming off of byes. Or maybe teams that played on a Thursday night and then they're playing again on a Monday night and then 5.5 days later they're playing on a Sunday afternoon against a team that's been off, not on a bye, but off since last Thursday night. You get the point? So, what does it all mean? Even Warren Sharp, again, doesn't really... I mean, he talks about player safety. He talks about the concern there. You guys hate when I talk about the schedule. You think I'm so mean, so terrible, trying to keep the Commanders down and off of primetime television. And every year I tell you the same thing. Yes, I would not like them to play on Christmas Day and or Thanksgiving Day. I'm asking for 2 days of my life. 365, I'm asking for 2 days of my life. I'm not going to back down from that, so forget it. But the short week, the short turnaround time, the short periods, the amount of primetime games that you play, and specific to playing on a Thursday night or even a Thursday afternoon, such as the case of Thanksgiving or Christmas week. Granted, even though you're playing Saturday and not Sunday, is very, very, very problematic. Just like playing on a Monday night, especially if it's on the road, and then having to play on a Sunday, especially if that game is on the road, is also problematic. But you guys don't look at it that way. A lot of you out there with pom-poms surgically attached to your wrists or maybe other places, you're like, my team's good. My team's in prime time. The 49ers last year, how many injuries did they have? That was a fun year, right? It's a great year for them. Let's see. Christian McCaffrey missed much of the year. Let's see. What else? Trent Williams missed a bunch of time. Let's see. Their backup running back got hurt and missed a bunch of time. They were on like their fifth string running back. Let's see. What else? Brandon Ayuk missed a bunch of time. Deebo Samuel missed a bunch of time. Yeah, it was great. It's awesome. It's great. All those primetime games that the 49ers were on last year. Amazing. So good. So fun, right? So fun. Except when they sucked. And except when half their team couldn't make the game. Or those that played in the game were at 70% instead of at 85% or 90%. Again, it is not just rest. Hey, we can rest. It's not that. It's time. It's if you're playing four teams coming off of byes, if you're doing that, they have way more time than you to not only prepare and rest, but also to get healthy. And if you don't think that matters, then you don't pay attention. Because every week we get injury reports. This guy's questionable. That guy's questionable. This guy's not practicing. Remember last year with the NFC Championship game? Everybody got, Daron Payne. He's not. It'll be fine. He'll 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 be fine. And then Daron Payne wasn't there for the NFC Championship game. Now, listen, they had 7.5 days to prepare for that. I'm not saying that was because of a short week. But the point being is 7.5 days, right? A full week. Biggest game of the year. Most highest paid player on the team. And he couldn't play. He couldn't play. He played the week before. He couldn't play. Because his knee was bothering him. Or whatever happened there. And fine, injuries happen. But the notion that it is about, oh, hey, my body doesn't feel right. I'd perform better with 12 days off than 6 days off. Of course. Of course. We all think about it like this. Think about it like this. If you get 9 hours of sleep versus 6 hours of sleep, theoretically, you should perform your job, your daily duties, activities, whatever it is, better. You get more rest. Get more sleep. You feel better, right? Not always. Things can happen. You can still screw up, make mistakes. You can still be tired. But you get the point. If you get 9 hours of sleep versus 6 hours of sleep, you have a better chance. In a game of chance, you have a better chance. So if you have 5 days off or 6 days off in between games versus 12 or 13, who do you think is going to perform better logically in some areas that might decide the football game? Well, the rested team should. Not always, but the rested team should. But more importantly, if the rested team is at 95%, as opposed to if they had played the previous Monday night or the previous Sunday night or the previous Sunday afternoon, they would have been at 80%. Does that 15% difference make any difference in your mind? And again, this is all theoretical, but it's logical. It's something that, again, the NFL does not use a lot of. It's something that a lot of media does not use a lot of. It's something that a lot of fans do not use a lot of. And that's common sense. It's common sense to tell you that if a team is coming off of a bye, they are more likely to be closer to that 95% level. And I'm subtracting from 100% because, you know, theoretically, no team is 100% healthy. Sometimes you get that. But you see my point. If they're 95% as opposed to 75 or 80% because they just played a game a couple of days ago and it was a car collision and they've got 18 guys on their injury report, who do you think's going to have a better chance of performing better? Who do you think's going to have more guys available to them? Again, this is what the NFL never tells you about the Thursday night turnaround. They say, we have studies, we have reports, no further injuries. Injuries are not any different than on Sundays. That's not what the important data is. The important data is how many guys can't play in that game because they were injured on Sunday and they don't have the turnaround to next Sunday or Monday because they're too busy playing on Thursday night. Or how many guys are 75 or 80% in terms of their recovery of injury or whatever versus 90 or 95% if the game was on a Sunday and then have to miss the game. See, the NFL doesn't want you to know that. And when you guys get mad at me because I say, well, Hard Knocks is just another example of a league that only cares about making money, printing money. No, you don't understand. You're miserable. You're awful. You're scum. You're terrible. You just want revenge. You don't want to work. The NFL never tells you the truth. We want to grow the game globally instead of we want to make more money. We want to bring the game to the people of Ireland, of Spain. We want to expand the game globally so that we become the beautiful sport, so that we become the worldwide leader and not just the United States leader in sports. Why do you think they do that? It's to make more money. It's to make more money. And yes, we live in a capitalistic society. And yes, they're not doing anything illegal. But again, what you and many don't understand is all of these primetime games, all of these short and super short weeks, they have a toll, right? They add up. And maybe it doesn't get you in week two at Green Bay on a Thursday night, but maybe it affects you for week 18 in a must-win game after Christmas, or in a week 17 game on Christmas after playing on Saturday night against Philadelphia. Maybe. Just maybe. And yet, everyone wants to go and say, there's nothing to see here. You're just being miserable. You're being grumpy. You complain about everything. There's nothing to see here. So what? I mean, I've been arguing with people for 24 plus hours. Guys that used to work in this building, Bill Rowland, Blue Shorts. I'm sure there's plenty of guys out there that think everyone's running around. Oh, Russell, you must be pissed that they're playing on Hard Knocks. No, I'm not. I don't care. I mean, it's just more stuff for me to watch when I don't have the time to watch it, but I'll figure it out. But I'll skim through it. But why do you think they're doing that? It's to make money, to expose the brands, to make more fans. Because more fans, especially ones that you don't tap into regularly, maybe that watch HBO and streaming on Max for a living, may go, oh, wow, the Commanders, they're cool, man. Or fly, Eagles, fly. That's dope. Let me buy an Eagles jersey. Let me buy an Eagles hat. Let me buy an Eagles ticket. Let me watch an Eagles game. See what this is all about. Oh, why do you think they're going to the Olympics? Because they want guys to experience nationalistic pride? Are you kidding? Are you really serious? They want to make money. They want to expose their brand, their product, their players, the teams, the logos, the shields to an audience that may or may not, and some certainly will not, ever watch a football game. All the moms that don't watch football, and even some of the dads that don't watch football, and some of the bros and some of the sisses that don't watch football or don't watch the NFL and maybe only watch college if they live in, I don't know, Birmingham or Tuscaloosa. You see where I'm coming from? And people think that I'm the mean guy by just simply pointing it out that it's not what you think it is. It's not for your entertainment. That's the guise that they present it under. It's for their profit. And are ticket sales and tickets getting any cheaper? Nope. Are jerseys getting any cheaper? Nope. Are hats getting any cheaper? Nope. Is parking getting any cheaper? Nope. The only thing, theoretically, that's still sort of free is the ability to watch the games on CBS, NBC, and ABC, and Fox. But you got to have cable for that, right? I mean, I suppose people might still use rabbit ears or whatever they're doing with streaming and stuff. But generally, you have to, almost always, you got to pay for it. So they still get you. And obviously, they're making money based off of selling their TV rights and their advertising. So we circle back again. All of you are so happy to see your team in prime time. But have you thought how fair it's going to be? How fair it's going to be when the Commanders are playing on a Sunday night or a Sunday afternoon when the opponent four times this year hasn't played in 2 weeks and they're at 95% and you're at 75 or 80%. Have you thought about that for 1 second? My guess is you probably haven't. That's okay. That's what the Rooster's here for. Take care of you, to remind you, to make you think about those things. because they're true. They may be not your truth, but they're true. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we continue along. We will get into a little look-see at the Nats and the Braves. Hopefully the weather holds up. And as well, some other Commanders things that I wanted to pass along to you right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
AMAC, who's your guy? Who was in studio at least 45 seconds before you hit the music? Who was your guy?
Would you like a thumbs up and a cookie for doing your job, Russell?
I'd love a cookie. Good oatmeal raisin cookie? Oh, it's great. Not that my not-so-girlish physique needs that, but are you a big oatmeal raisin kind of guy?
Yeah, that's actually my go-to.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you just went up to like pretty high spaces in the coolometer. I mean, before that, I had my doubts. But being that you're an oatmeal raisin guy, much like your boy, oh, there's nothing like, oh, a good oatmeal raisin cookie, not a hard, crunchy one. I mean, a nice, soft, like, well-put-together oatmeal raisin cookie is just the best.
I also like I think Subway, I haven't had this in a while. Subway used to have a, I think it was strawberry white chocolate chip cookie.
All right.
Fire.
Okay. I don't ever remember having them, but I remember seeing them.
Yeah, fire.
And they look good.
Yeah.
They look good. But a good oatmeal raisin cookie. All right, before we get to Lulu, Terry McLaurin missed an off-season workout earlier this week, I should say, according to Jordan Schultz. Nobody cares. Certainly not I, except I bring it up because it's out there. Here's the deal. Terry's going into the final year of his contract. Terry, 3 years ago, skipped mandatory minicamp. Mandatory minicamp. Wasn't even there. It's not like he participated in individuals and then shut it down. Wasn't even there. And then, in early July, got a 3-year, $69.6 million extension. Team obviously didn't hold it against them. It was no big deal. It was over. It was the right move, and clearly the right move. But Terry was not there. He was there for part of the offseason program. As soon as the on-field OTAs started coming around in late May, as they are now, Terry McLaurin was not there. I wouldn't expect to see Terry McLaurin until they get a contract. Yeah, maybe he'll take a different stance. I don't know. Maybe the situation will be different. Don't know. But it is something you're probably going to be hearing about. I would say this, based on the Terry McLaurin I know, based on what happened 3 years ago, based on what happened last year, based on how smart this front office is, I'd be stunned. Stunned if this becomes a problem. It should be noted, Daron Payne, a couple of years ago, again, was angling for a new contract. He would shut it down for team activities, but he would always participate in individual and workout stuff and whatever. Guys do it differently. Doesn't make Terry bad. Doesn't make Terry a cancer or a non-team player. They are voluntary, but Terry did miss the mandatory minicamp 3 years ago. He did. That's not voluntary. But nobody really remembers that because they got the contract done in early July. Let's go to Lou in D.C. What up, Lou?
Chris, man, how you doing, man?
All right, Lou, what's shaking?
Hey, first and foremost, man, I want to give my condolences to, you know, Jim Irsay,
yep.
Man. Without him, you know, what's going on here wouldn't be possible. So he was the only one that stood out there for us, so. But
I agree, and that was one of the first things that went through my mind yesterday, and I tweeted about it. I haven't really talked about it much today because, you know, I mean, he wasn't like, you know, he wasn't an owner of a sports team here, but he was very influential, as you remember clearly, as I remembered. He was the first owner publicly to rock the boat and really set fire to Dan Snyder.
Yes, indeed. That's why I want to show my love and you know, my condolence to his family right now, because it's hard. And when you lose someone, so, man, rest in peace, Jim. And man, as far as I have a couple questions for you. How many games you had us winning a year ago, Chris?
Oh, last year for the Commanders?
Yeah.
I said I thought they would go 7-9-1. I was clearly wrong.
All right, so people get it wrong, because at the end of the day, all this, you know, these media people putting out all these information, these guys got to go out there and play the game. And all we could hope for as the fans is them being healthy and, you know, playing every game. That's all we could ask for. It's the NFL. It's the greedy, one of the greediest league, and I don't know. But to me, you know, I get what your point is, you know, the schedule, this and that and third. But at the same time, man, it don't mean anything, man. We lucky to have 6-7, whatever primetime game. You know, I know the schedule might not be, you know, in our favor, but the days and whatnot. But at the end of the day, man, you know, like I say, man, me personally, I just, you know, I wish these guys nothing but the best and stay healthy and play every game, and then that's all I can ask
Lou, for. You're not a guy that likes to complain about things that you don't feel like are important.
It is important, but Chris, you making it look like, I mean, it's like the same people that had us winning, what is it, 3-11, whatever, whatever it was.
Lou, you realize, though, it's a different argument, right? I mean, we're not talking about team wins and losses. We're talking about whether I understand. Maybe they can overcome. Maybe they can overcome playing with 80% a healthy roster instead of 92 or 95%. Maybe they're going to be that good, but maybe they're not. Maybe Marshawn Lattimore would play 15 games this year if they had normal rest, but maybe he's only going to play 12 games because he won't.
Right. But look, man, I get the whole injury and things like that. I get that part. But at the same time, man, what about the other team? Are you thinking about the other team? I mean,
well, how many times have I said they're playing another team off right. of four bye weeks?
What the like put okay, Chris, man, look, man, you always confusing me with these logical, crazy.
Yeah, I know you don't use logic all the time, Lou.
I do use logic. I do use my brain. I didn't say that.
I said logic all the time.
You put it to a point like we can't agree on. Like the same media that had us finishing 6-11, whatever this. But nobody expected to win 12 games a year ago. So all this. Like, it's just a bunch of, you know, talking point. You know, people want to say, oh, yeah, click me. It's for clickbait. Like, so you could click on, read his story and then come to us and talk about it.
Wait, so you clearly take umbrage with me worrying about things that are not important to you. What would you like me to address? What would you like me to address? Would you like me to talk about how they have no pass rush? Would you like me to talk about how they don't have a great running game? Would you like me to talk about how? Go ahead.
Yeah, that and bringing the name back and things like that, and we're going to the DC stadium.
Yeah,
back to, we're going
to
rock.
You want me to talk about? You want me to talk politics every day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. Not every day, Chris.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I'm saying. You just you and then you attach that chair whatever pom pom and all that nonsense, and you calling us out like that, and I gotta call you back and let you know, you know. I'm not feeling that. I mean, we talked about this before, you know, but you was trying to block me on Twitter because me and you was going back and forth about this whole, you know, pom-pom chair.
Right.
Attack your behind or whatnot.
Yes.
That's not cool, man. We
what do you mean that's not cool?
I mean,
are we so sensitive and thin-skinned that we can't handle a little ribbing?
No, but to be a little bit of professional. No, don't nobody come on the radio and call us that kind of name, man. I don't see, you know, the other guys calling
us
name. But
okay.
I'm just saying, Chris. Okay. It's all, you know, I show you respect. You show us respect. Don't be calling us with pom-pom attached to our rear behind and all this nonsense. That's all I'm saying.
So,
but at the end of the day, like
Lou,
I said, man.
Lou, yeah. you don't think I show you respect by allowing you to call the show every day by having your voice
you
be heard every day?
Hey, Chris, man, you know, I've been a fan, you know,
I know, but what I'm saying is when you say, because I refer to certain fans, not all fans, certain fans as a bunch of pom-pom, you know, I give you the forum to tell me that I'm full of crap or that I'm wrong or this is why you feel that way. And I'm still giving you the forum, even though AMAC said I had to break 3 minutes ago. My point being is not everything's going to be perfect. Not everything's going to be right. Not everything's going to be ideally the way you want or the way I want.
Understood that, Chris. I totally get that. I just say like those certain ones maybe, and then you could say, you know,
okay.
You could say that pom-pom, you know, attached to your rear or whatever.
All
you
right.
know, I just don't like, you know, you including everybody on that when you say that. So
yeah, I didn't like when you made Benjamin St. Juice out to be a horrible human being.
Come on, man.
Oh,
you know he gonna. I can't wait to see how he does in
with the Chargers. Yeah.
Chargers. Yeah, man.
Maybe.
Have a blessed day and
All right. Thank you, Lou. I appreciate it. There is no other radio show that gives the forum that I give. Granddaddy, they cut you off after 30 seconds. They cut you off after 30 seconds. Especially if they don't like what you're saying. I give you guys so much room. But because I occasionally refer to some super fans as pom-pom wearing surgically attached pom-poms, attached to their wrists, attached to their butt cheeks, let's not be so sensitive. Let's not be so thin-skinned. Let's do a trending alert. All right, we'll start with the NBA, which is how we started our show and did pretty much the first hour on the Knicks collapse. You can make sure you check it out in the podcast at theteam980.com or on the Odyssey app. Just go to theteam980. Tonight, just game two of the Western Finals, Minnesota trailing Oklahoma City, one game to none. Tip in that one at 8:30. The Denver Nuggets have made David Adelman their new head coach moving forward, full-time head coach. He had replaced Michael Malone down the stretch, 3-0 in the regular season, won a playoff series, made it to game seven against the Oklahoma City Thunder before losing on Sunday. But David Adelman now taking over on a full-time basis. Meanwhile, Evan Mobley of the Cleveland Cavaliers is the headliner for the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year and the all-defensive team that was announced today. He's joined by Dyson Daniels of Atlanta, Lugans Dort of Oklahoma City, Draymond Green, and Amen Thompson of Houston. Mobley, 23 years old, 1.6 blocks per game for a Cavalier team that, while they got bounced early in the postseason, did win 64 regular season games. Tonight, game two in the Stanley Cup playoff Eastern Finals between the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, who have a 1-0 lead, over the Carolina Panthers. Game in Raleigh. Again, game two of that series at 8 o'clock on TNT. And the Nationals, if the rain holds out, hope to get it on with the Atlanta Braves tonight. 6:45 down here in the Navy Yard at Nationals Park. You can hear the game, 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, I think most Cowboys fans are stupid, for lack of a better word.
I mean, I didn't say that. That's a Cowboys fan, Brian, saying that. Yeah, I mean that's what that is. Couple of things. One, Jim Irsay, as we talked about with Lou, passed away yesterday at the age of 65. I for whatever reason, a lot of people did not like Jim Irsay, like because he struggled with drugs and alcohol and had some demons and whatever. I understand why people in Baltimore can't stand the Irsay family. It's like people in Cleveland will never, ever, ever be able to forgive Art Modell and his family for moving the Cleveland Browns, the original Cleveland Browns, out of Baltimore. It is amazing, though, how the people in Baltimore had no problem accepting the Cleveland Browns to turn them into the Baltimore Ravens, but still, 30 years plus later, hold on to this horrible grudge against the Irsay family, of which Jim Irsay was, you know, very much a part of. Right? He died at 65. The Ravens did the right thing by issuing a statement. I expected that they would. And they did it with class. They calling him a sweet and honorable man. Now, this is in the words of Steve Bisciotti, the Ravens owner. Not necessarily the team, but he called Jim Irsay a sweet and honorable man. The reason why he calls Jim Irsay a sweet and honorable man, Steve Bisciotti, the Ravens owner, is because you let bygones be bygones. You don't hold a grudge and wage a war against somebody forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And God forbid you actually get to know somebody. Right? God forbid. God forbid you actually get to know somebody. Instead of just being closed-minded. Now, we know Jim Irsay obviously had a helping hand in the public influence of getting rid of Dan Snyder. Trust me, he wasn't the only owner. He was just the first and main owner to come out publicly on the record and basically slam Dan Snyder to the ground. And for that, we should always be thankful, because that's how you wound up with Josh Harris. That's how you wound up with your football team again. That's how Jim Irsay should be remembered around here. He should not be just remembered, or his family should not just be remembered, for leaving Baltimore in a Mayflower van in the middle of the night. Mistake. Not handled properly. He should not be basically stoned forever over that particular decision. Now, coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day in just a couple of moments. AMAC, real quickly, should we do an extension of what happened in the NFL yesterday? I say an extension because I have a certain angle that I want to take that I'm proposing for Dumb Dumb of the Day, but I don't want to give it away. An extended angle of the NFL's tush-push decision. Or should we do someone that did this particular activity 583 times in 6 hours?
The latter.
Okay.
583 times of anything in 6 hours seems ridiculous. Like that, I don't know what you could possibly do to make that not ridiculous.
Oh, you'll find out. You'll find out. But first, we get to Wes in Orange County, Virginia. What's up, Wes? How are you? Wes? Oh, wait. He's there? No? Wait. Hello? Wes, now we've got you. We could not hear anything you said for the first, 20 seconds of your call. So start again. Nope.
Hello?
Yeah, it's just, I'm sorry, Wes.
Can I call back?
Yeah, well, we're running out of time, but go ahead. I mean, it sounds okay right now, so go ahead, quick.
Okay, I thought I was in the hole. You and I had a little baby.
I'm sorry, Wes. I mean, we can't even. It's just too bad. I'm sorry. Please call back tomorrow, or pass along to AMAC what you wanted to say, and I'll try and address it as best I can. Sorry, just can't hear the phone. It's just crinkling way too bad. Before I run out of time and before we get to Dumb Dumb of the Day, congratulations to the Freedom Eagles last night with a big, big, big dominating win at Patriot to keep their season alive. Big home game tomorrow night. You guys know, or those that pay attention, I go to a lot of their games, and awesome. They got first team in Cedar Run. It's the district that they play in. They're the defending state champions. And, you know, this year has not been easy. They lost a lot of girls to graduation from their undefeated state championship team last year. They lost a couple of games in overtime, tied a couple of games, but last night was probably their best game of the year. They dominated Patriot on the road 4-1 in a pouring rain. In a pouring rain on the road. So congratulations to the Freedom Eagles. Very proud of them. And everybody that made the first team for the district in girls varsity soccer. So awesome. Awesome to see that, and awesome to see them get rewarded with that type of performance. Coming up next, Dumb Dumb of the Day. That's right. This person did something 583 times in 6 hours. We'll tell you what this person did next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we wrap up the show this way before we turn it over to Craig Hoffman. So I asked AMAC whether he wanted an extension of yesterday's zoo with the NFL and the tush push and Jeffrey Lurie comparing the tush push to a teenager's wet dream, or whether he wanted to hear about somebody who did something 583 times in 6 hours. He chose the latter. Easily. So here's this story. OnlyFans star Annie Knight has been hospitalized after having sex with 583 men in 6 hours. Apparently, it was a challenge, which she said was shockingly, quote-unquote, easy. She's a 28-year-old Australian. She's in a hospital. Why? Well, she said, I guess 583 guys in a day, not even a day, 6 hours, isn't that good for your body? She's got 199,000 followers. Apparently, she has endometriosis, which, you know, from what I understand, is a very serious female condition, bleeding, all that, downtown, you know, all that. And she's, quote, not doing very well. I've been bleeding a lot since the challenge. Again, not a good thing, not a thing to celebrate. She said, quote, it was definitely a bit raw down there, and I did get a small cut. I wonder how. She said in the Instagram that she'll, quote, definitely survive, but is quite painful and unpleasant in the moment. Apparently, again, this is a contest about betting so many dudes in one time. She said 583 in a day is quite a lot. The most I've done before that was 24 in a day. But again, she was shocked by how easy it is. Apparently, other OnlyFans stars have done the same thing. Bonnie Blue said she had slept with 1,057 men over a span of just 12 hours. And Lisa Sparks, hey, how about her? 919 men in 24 hours. That puts old Wilt Chamberlain out of the conversation, doesn't it? Oh, you people are just the biggest idiots in the world. Five hundred eighty-three men, apparently, in 6 hours. I don't think I could get 583 people to do anything in 6 hours. Never mind have do that. Craig Hoffman's coming up next. On that note, we'll turn it over to him. I'm sure he loves that lead-in. Thanks to AMAC. Tomorrow, we're expected to have professional wrestling superstar Santino Marella from TNA on the show. Stay tuned for that. And a Memorial Day weekend. If you're going to the Nats-Braves game, maybe I'll see you out there tonight. I think I'm going to bump through. If not, we'll see you back here at 1 tomorrow. Adios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.